That, I have to say, is a whole nother issue.
Well, that is what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Today we solve the case of the mysterious moving N. It's a whole nother matter, isn't it, Anne?
This question about what is going on with nother, I think, is a very interesting one. And I want to start by saying that the word nother is older than even I realized. You can find it in English back into the 14th century in expressions like no nother, which would have meant no other or no different. But today it shows up mostly in a whole nother.
Brother, you take it to a whole nother level.
I think there are probably a couple things going on. One of which is that we're seeing a reanalysis, potentially seeing a reanalysis of another. That another comes from an other. But when you hear yourself say that, you say another. The N moves to the second syllable, which means that speakers can reanalyze it as a plus another. So if you're trying to be emphatic, you could say a whole nother the same way you would say a whole lot.
Now, the whole nother isn't the only example of the movable N. What else have you got up your sleeve?
We have other examples of that N moving. For example, an apron used to be a napron. Napron is related to napkin. But if you say a napron, you can reinterpret that as an apron, an apron. We see the N moving the other direction in nickname, which used to be ekonoma. Eka meant additional. And so it was your additional name. But again, if you say an ekonoma, you can see how that N might move and you get a nickname instead of a neckonoma.
Well, maybe you can see how that N would move, but I certainly don't see it. And then there's also something called infixing, and we're not talking about what happens when you take your pet to the vet, are we?
We're not. So infixing is when you take a morpheme, a little something that's sort of like a word, and you put it right into the middle of a word. A prefix goes on the beginning, a suffix goes on the end, an infix goes right in the middle. English doesn't do this often, but some people have speculated that a whole nother is an example of infixing where whole is getting put right into another. In English, we tend to do this what I call emphatic infixing. If you think about a word like absolutely, we can actually put an infix in there. They tend to be taboo words, but I won't shock our listeners and say a taboo word. You would get something like abso-freaking-lutely. And when I talk with students about this, they say, that's just slang. What's interesting to me is it's very systematic because you always put that freaking, that taboo word, right before the stressed syllable. We wouldn't say ab-freaking-salutely. We say abso-freaking-lutely.
Anne, I think you need to watch your language. This is
I'll try.
Family programming. Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you, Rena.